KJAN Sports.
Time now for a look at sports on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson. This sports update brought to you by the Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services. In high school softball action from yesterday, it was Lewis Central topping the Atlantic Trojans by a score of 11-0. Elsewhere in softball yesterday, Clarinda beat Shenandoah 11-1. Coon Rapids Bayard was over Panorama 4-2. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln topped Glenwood 7-3. Also, Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson was over Fremont Mills 12-2. That game was played in just six innings. Creston beat Red Oak 12-2. It was Earlham over Woodward Academy by a score of 8-5. Kuemper Catholic knocked off Denison Schleswig in a close game, 4-3. It was Madrid over West Central Valley Stewart by a score of 11-7. Maple Valley Anton Ono topped Bowyer Valley 4-0. Mormon Trail beat Mount Air 9-3. Orient Maxburg won a close game over Adair Casey 5-3. It was Traynor over AHST 9-0. Tri-Center beat Griswold by a score of 14-3. It was Underwood over Missouri Valley 9-1. Van Meter beat Guthrie Center 15-0. That game played in just four innings. West Harrison beat Whiting by a score of 12-0. High school baseball scores from yesterday. It was Atlantic over Lewis Central by a score of 3-1. Also, Walnut knocked off Glenn Ralston by a score of 11-6. Adair Casey won the first game of a doubleheader over Orient Maxburg 11-6, but Orient Maxburg able to turn the tables in the second game and knock off Adair Casey by a score of 8-6. Coon Rapids Bayard knocked off Panorama 8-7. Corning beat Staton 11-1. Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson beat Fremont Mills 7-2. Denison Schleswig beat Kuemper Catholic by a score of 6-5. IKM Manning edged Lawton Bronson by a score of 5-4. Madrid beat West Central Valley Stewart 11-7. It was Missouri Valley edging Underwood by a score of 4-3. Oldwell Darthur BCIG beat Arweva by a score of 13-1. Orient Maxburg was over Adair Casey by a score of 8-6. Traynor beat AHST by a score of 12-1. It was Tri-Center shutting out Griswold 7-0. Van Meter beat Guthrie Center 12-0. And West Harrison beat Whiting by a score of 6-4. Jimmy Reuters drove in the winning run with a shallow pop-up that landed just inside the left field foul line at the bottom of the ninth inning, lifting Kent State to a 3-2 victory over Oregon Monday night and sending the Kent State Golden Flashes to their first College World Series. Reuters hit off the Oregon closer, fell just out of the reach of the shortstop and left fielder, who both appeared to lose track of the ball when it was hit. Derek Tovine scored from second base before Thomas could make a throw, making Kent State the first team from the Mid-American Conference since Eastern Michigan back in 1976 to advance the NCAA College World Series. Meanwhile, Jake Weiss drove in a run with a two-out single on the top of the 10th inning, and Arkansas advanced to the College World Series with a 1-0 victory over Baylor in the deciding game of their Super Regional on Monday night. It will be the seventh College World Series appearance for the Arkansas Razorbacks, who will play Kent State on Saturday. Colby Suggs, the fifth Arkansas pitcher, threw the last two innings as Dylan Newman pitched the 10th inning for the Baylor Bears after starter Tyler Bramer struck out eight and allowed three hits in nine innings. Also in Super Regional action yesterday around college baseball, South Carolina beat Oklahoma 5-1 as the defending national champions also punched their tickets to Omaha for the College World Series. And now all eight teams have been decided for the College World Series, and the schedule has been released for the College World Series, and the first two games are going to be played on Friday at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. And the first game will feature the Cinderella story as Stony Brook will take on the number two rated team in the country, UCLA, in the first game on Friday. That will be at 4 o'clock. In the second game in Omaha, Arizona will take on third rated Florida State. Then in the two Saturday games, Kent State will take on Arkansas in the first game Saturday. That will be at 4 o'clock. In the second game on Saturday, 8th-rated South Carolina, the defending national champions, will take on number 1-rated Florida in a very good SEC matchup between two very good college baseball teams. The College World Series is a double elimination format being played at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha, again starting on Friday. I'll have more sports right after this.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
In Pacific Coast League action yesterday, it was the Omaha Storm Chasers beating the Iowa Cubs by a score of 9-7. And with that victory, the Omaha Storm Chasers remain in first place in the American North Division with a 40-25 record. They're 11 games ahead of second place the I-Cubs, who have a 29-36 record. The Storm Chasers and the I-Cubs play again today. It'll be an afternoon game at 12:05 from Principal Park in Des Moines. Major League Baseball, the National League East leading Washington Nationals just keep winning. Adam LaRoche and Rick Ankiel both homered in a 14-hit attack, and the Nationals won their fourth game in a row, 6-3 over the Toronto Blue Jays. The Nationals were coming off a three-game sweep of the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park. Rookie Bryce Harper went 3-for-4 with an RBI and two runs scored. The Los Angeles Angels moved within 2.5 games of the Texas Rangers in the American League Western Division by rallying to beat the LA Dodgers 3-2 in a renewal of the Freeway Series. Albert Pujols drove in the go-ahead run with an RBI single in the ninth inning. That's the Angels' 10th straight road victory. The New York Yankees have climbed into a first-place tie with the Tampa Bay Rays in the American League East. The Yankees blanked the Atlanta Braves 3-0, dropping the Braves three games back in the National League East. Ivan Nova and four relievers combined on a 5-hit shutout for the New York Yankees. The Miami Marlins opened their retractable roof for the first time in nearly 2 months Monday night, and they took it to the outdoor setting and snapped a 6-game losing streak with a 4-1 victory over Josh Beckett and the Boston Red Sox. Josh Johnson outpitched his former teammate, and rookie Donovan Solano drove in two runs. The Marlins improved to 1-6 on their homestand in Miami. Also in Major League Baseball news, a person familiar with the deal says the Chicago Cubs have reached an agreement with Cuban free agent outfielder Jorge Soler. The 20-year-old Soler was sought by several teams and is considered a 5-tool prospect who will require some minor league seasoning. The Cubs declined to comment on the matter, but numerous media reports said the deal was for 9 years and worth $30 million. Earlier this year, the Cubs signed Cuban left-hander Geraldo Concepcion. The Oakland A's made a big splash by signing another Cuban outfielder, Yoenis Cespedes, to a 4-year, $36 million contract in February. The Cubs were also showing interest in Cespedes back over the winter meetings. The Los Angeles Kings have won their first Stanley Cup, beating the New Jersey Devils 6-1 Monday night in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals as the Kings won that series 4-2. Jeff Carter and Trevor Lewis scored 2 goals apiece, and Jonathan Quick made 17 saves in the latest stellar performance for the Kings, the first 8-seeded playoff team to win the Stanley Cup. Captain Dustin Brown had a goal and 2 assists as the LA Kings ended its dominant 2-month playoff run in front of frenzied fans who had waited 45 years for their first look at the Stanley Cup since the Kings' expansion berth in 1967. With 3 first-period power play goals after New Jersey Steve Bernier was ejected for boarding Rob Scuderi, the Kings ferociously came back, taking a 3-0 series lead and then losing 2 potential clinching games last week. Martin Brodeur stopped 19 shots for the Eastern Conference champion Devils, just the 3rd team to force a Game 6 in the finals after falling into an 0-3 hole. The Oklahoma City Thunder's Big 3 of Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and Super Sixth Man James Harden take on the Miami Heat and their Big 3 of LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh in tonight's opener of the NBA Finals. Now in his 9th NBA season, James is seeking his first NBA title. He led the Heat to the Eastern Conference Championship with a 7-game series victory over the Boston Celtics. The Thunder have been off since last Wednesday when they eliminated San Antonio in 6 games. Oklahoma City is 3-0 at home in this postseason. The first 2 games are in Oklahoma City in the 2-3-2 final format for the NBA Finals. I'll have more sports right after this.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In tennis news, Rafael Nadal has pushed Bjorn Borg aside as the king of the French Open. The Spaniard broke the record he co-held with Bjorg by wrapping up a seventh French Open championship with a 6-4, 6-3, 2-6, 7-5 victory over Novak Djokovic. The men's final of the French Open was finished after rain forced a mid-match postponement on Sunday. The match ended when Djokovic double-faulted on match point. That finished the top-ranked player in the world's quest to become the first man in 43 years to hold all four Grand Slam titles at the same time. Also in tennis news, three-time gold medalist Venus Williams has the ranking she needs to become a four-time Olympian. Williams climbed to 47th Monday in the WTA rankings, which determines who qualifies for the Olympics. The top 56 singles players are automatically accepted with a maximum of four per country, and Williams is third among U.S. women that are rated. NFL news, the Jacksonville Jaguars don't plan to renegotiate running back Maurice Jones-Drew's current contract. Jaguars general manager Gene Smith confirmed that Jones-Drew wants a new deal, but made it clear that it's not going to happen. The reigning NFL rushing champion Jones-Drew is due to make $4.45 million this season and $4.95 million in 2013, less than other top tailbacks in the league. Jones-Drew skipped all of the team's offseason workouts. It's unclear if he'll attend a mandatory three-day minicamp that begins today. In other NFL news, receiver Chad Ochocinco says on his website that he signed with the Miami Dolphins 4 days after being released by the New England Patriots. The 34-year-old Ochocinco is a Miami native who played collegiately for the Hurricanes. Derek Mason has retired as a member of the Baltimore Ravens, ending his 15-year NFL career. The 38-year-old wide receiver played 8 seasons with the Tennessee Titans before signing as a free agent with Baltimore in 2005. The NFL has suspended Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Jerome Simpson for the first 3 games of the 2012 season, punishing him for a felony drug conviction tied to marijuana shipment to his home last fall. And the New York Giants have waived tight end Jake Ballard after he failed a physical exam. Ballard tore the anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee during the Giants' Super Bowl victory over the New England Patriots in February. Brant Snedeker has withdrawn from the U.S. Open because of a rib injury. Snedeker, who had won at Torrey Pines earlier this year, withdrew from the Memorial after making the cut. He did not play at last week's St. Jude Classic. Also in U.S. Open news, Casey Martin will be back at the U.S. Open this year. He was the player who, about a decade ago, used a golf cart at the U.S. Open as he qualified again. He's currently the golf coach at the University of Oregon. And the first day of Jerry Sandusky's child sexual abuse trial has ended after the prosecutor's first witness offered graphic testimony about the abuse he states dated back to the 1990s. The now 28-year-old man indicates he was first sexually abused by Sandusky as a teenager on Penn State's campus and in hotels. He says under cross-examination that he feels responsible for what happened to other alleged victims because he did not come forward earlier. In an opening statement, the lead prosecutor called the 68-year-old Sandusky a predatory pedophile who targeted vulnerable children. The defense attorney suggested the alleged victims have financial interests in the outcome of the case. Sandusky is facing 52 criminal counts of sexual abuse. That's a look at our sports on KJAN. This sports update was brought to you by the Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN Sports.